Hi, everybody. Welcome back to episode 2 of Young and Dumb. I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Beatrice.
And here we are. So we're recording this on a Wednesday, so it's midweek. So what is your midweek rating? Let's have a check-in. 1 out of 10.
Yeah, 1 out of 10 isn't far off. I'll say 3. 3 out of 10.
So a 3, okay, not great.
No, it's a very busy week. I have like 3 exams, 1 assignment, 2 assignments actually. Not much different from any other university student, but it's just a lot to juggle, you know?
For sure. If I had to give this week a rating, the beginning of the week is always like a weird place for me, especially in this time of, oh no.
Why is your ringer on set?
Literally, that's like number one rule. I was just about to talk about practicum. Basically, once the week starts after practicum, it's always like slow and just lots of preparation things for the upcoming week. So I don't know. We're at like a solid 6. No complaints, but no great things have happened. Also, side note, we're recording this together.
Yeah, we've recorded 2 on Zoom, so yeah, this is so different.
We're just facing each other.
Very close together. 1 mic. I love it.
It's fun.
For those of you who tuned in last episode, you would know that we have created a playlist where we can put our songs of the week. We're also thinking of adding your song recommendations to our playlist. We will ask you on Instagram, and you know, we want to make a playlist that everybody can vibe to. We don't want it to just be our music. We want it to be everybody's music. This is a community playlist. And so with that being said, we have last week's on there, and now we are going to talk about this week's songs. So Rochelle, you can go first.
Oh, I can go first. Okay, so I have 2. I feel like it's gonna be funny because the playlist is gonna be such a random mix of stuff. Like, at the moment there's 2 songs and they're Adele and Taylor Swift, but I'm about to like throw something completely different in there, especially me talking about being a Taylor Swift fan last week, and then now one of my song recommendations is a Kanye song, which is not
oh
great.
No.
However, I am a big fan of Donda, his latest album. Like, when it came out, I was like, why is everyone obsessed with Kanye West? And then I listened to it and I was like, okay, I see your point. So my recommendation for this week from Kanye West is Pure Souls. I don't know, very feel-good song. I vibe with it. My second one is Witness by Mountjoy. My music taste, like, before this summer, basically, was pretty much strictly, like, acoustic songs you listen to when you want to live in a log cabin in the mountains, which is kind of my dream, to be honest. This is that kind of song. It's just, like, little guitar, little voice. I love it. So Witness by Mountjoy and Pure Souls by Kanye West. Those will be in the playlist.
The song I had prepared for this week was Gently by Radiant Children. It's an R&B song. I've been listening to their album. It is so good. It's their only album, so I highly recommend you listen to it. But I will add that song to the playlist. It's just chill vibes, you know, good to listen to on the commute. Now that I know we're adding a second, I'm going to add Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Because recently I had to study for my Women in Music, shout out Women in Music, exam. And we do listening tests in music courses. And she was on there. That song was not on there, but she was on there. And it's a classic. So those are my 2 songs.
All right. So we put this up on our Instagram already when we put up our little question box. But the topic of this week is our journeys in RTA and just talking about the RTA media production experience since we've pretty much almost finished it. I mean, I'm sure there's still much more to come in these last 6 or so months that we're gonna do, but for the most part, we've kind of been through every step of the process, so we kind of wanted to give you our advice, give you our perspectives, starting from the interview process, application process.
Yeah, I can go first.
Okay.
The most important detail of the interview process for me was that I missed the first one. So it's safe to say that the beginning of my journey was rocky. And honestly, it hasn't stopped being rocky, but
I knew you could say something like that.
But it really started off badly. You know, when you're applying to Ryerson and you get access to RAMS, and I didn't check it because it made me nervous. And little did I know that I had to go on there to see interview information and like sign up for my interview. And so when I finally decided to check the Choose Ryerson portal. Turned out I had missed my first interview, and I instantly started crying. I thought that, like, there went my chances of getting into the program. And it was the only program I was really interested in, so my heart was kind of broken. So I called everybody I knew, crying, saying, oh my god, I missed it. And I don't know if they'll be able to, like, give me a new date. I don't know if this was the only day for interviews. It wasn't, and I got another interview. But that was, like, 4 months later. So I assumed that, like, I don't know, it was just, like, to get interviews, and they'd already chosen everybody. That's just where my mind went. But that wasn't the case, and, you know, here I am. So the interview went well. I still have yet to have the prof that interviewed me as a prof. I remember being really nervous. I actually met somebody that I now know as a student in the program while we were waiting for our names to be called.
Shout out Rachel.
Yeah, shout out Rachel. Shout out Rachel McCormick. Hey. We did meet in the interview, and we had a couple classes together after that, so that's just a fun little story.
Actually, funny enough, the story of us meeting, like, that group project that we had to do, she was also in that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yes, shout out Rachel! And I guess that's, like, I really think it was a blur because of how anxious I was. But yeah, after the interview, my mom and I walked around. Funny enough, we went to a crepe place, like a creperie, and I have yet to find it again. And I know it's close because we walked. But yeah, I've never been able to find it again.
We're getting off topic.
Yes, I'm done. That's just, like, the end of the interview process for me was the crepes, and then we went home.
So my interview process, obviously I am from not Ontario, so I did have to fly up to do that. My parents are both flight attendants, so I do, like, I'm able to fly pretty easily, which is very thankful, which is very lucky, I mean. I literally can't speak English. Yeah, so I remember I flew up. It was like a snowstorm, which actually ended up, like, coming into play during my interview because the guy who interviewed me, who, funny enough, I also have not had as a prof, when I went to my interview, I started talking to him about how I was from Halifax, and he was like, oh, my wife's from Halifax, and then we started talking about the storm. Nice. And that was it. But yeah, I was super nervous. Basically, I applied to a few other schools, some in Ontario, one in Alberta that I was, like, pretty sure I was going to go to if I didn't get into Ryerson, which, like, I had very low self-esteem about that, so I didn't think I was going to get into Ryerson. And then they were like, come in for an interview, and I was like, okay. And literally, I just want to say, in case you're ever, like, going into this media production interview, I literally wore, and not that this is a good thing, but I literally wore UGG boots and, like, a sweater to my interview, and all the sport media boys all in, like, suits.
The sport media kids scared me so bad. I was like, was I supposed to dress up? I was wearing a plain white shirt with, like, colored jeans. Like, they were, like, maroon jeans. And I was like, am I supposed to be wearing a suit? I don't know.
Yeah, we were just, like, surrounded waiting in that dreaded hallway in the RCC just by all these fancily dressed people. But I was like, you know what? Thinking back to it, probably a lot of those people in that room didn't get in, but I got in, and I was wearing Uggs. So it's not about what you look like. It kind of is, but also it's what you bring to the table.
Yes, of course.
So yeah, basically had to fly up, did my interview. I think I stayed, like, one night in Toronto, and then yeah, I went home, and it was just, like, a really long day. I remember just being really tired, and I wanted to get it over with, and then at the same time, I wasn't super confident about, you know, I didn't feel like I had enough experience to be applying to the program. So I just wanted to get it over with. And then I went home. And then probably about a month later, I remember walking into my math class and I was checking my email and I saw that I got in. I called my mom and then I walked into my math class. My math teacher's name was Monsieur Cody. I went to a French school and I was like, Mr. Cody, I have something to tell you. And then my mom picked up and I was telling her on the phone. So he heard, obviously. And then I hung up and he was like, congratulations. And then that was pretty much it.
Speaking of teachers, just quickly, I was like the comm tech kid in, which is communication technology, for those who don't know, in high school.
I didn't know. That's why she's saying that.
Exactly. just in case other people didn't know, no shame, you know. My two teachers had applied to RTA and they hadn't been accepted.
No way.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just one of them, but I know for sure one of them was like, congratulations, I tried and didn't make it. And I was so sad. But before the interview, I was like, how was it? What did they ask? And they were like, I do not remember, Beatrice. I really don't. But it was just so funny, like, to go back and be like, I was accepted. And they were like, well, good for you. I wasn't. I wish I had gone. That was just, like, a funny moment for me.
So interview process aside, I guess we can kind of get into how each of our years kind of went over the course of our degree, and then we'll kind of get into questions towards the end. But my first year experience, I was living on campus. I was living in Pittman Hall, shout out, Pitt 410, if any of you live there. I remember my first class, and I think all of us do, because it's hard to forget your first class with Lori Petro.
Yes.
Digital media. The course code is RTA 103. And it's funny, I've been talking to a few first years that are helping me out on practicum. And it's just so funny to hear, you know, them be like, oh, I have, you know, my movie poster due. And what did you do for that?
Oh, wow.
And it's so like, ah, how are we past that? I feel like I was just doing that. I did an album cover for a Mac Miller song. And then I did we were supposed to do like a movie trailer for that class too. And I did The Outsiders. Or like a book trailer. Do you remember that?
Yes.
What did you do?
I think it's called Just Friends.
Anyway, yeah, I remember mostly all of my first classes. It was definitely scary to, you know, walk into this huge lecture hall, especially me having gone to such a small high school. It was not what I was used to, but, you know, I kind of went there, and there was somebody who lived next door to me in my residence who was in my program, so I went to classes with her. That was kind of like, you know, every morning, since I didn't really know anybody else, we would kind of go to class together, and then slowly, you know, we'd be sitting there, and maybe you'd hear somebody behind you say something funny, and then you'd kind of start talking to them, so that was it. Yeah, so the first semester we kind of... In RTA, you're doing, like, audio, you're doing digital media, creative processes, and, yeah, basically I don't want to say the more boring stuff, but I feel like a lot of people go into RTA for camera work, and so the first semester you're not really doing that, but I really enjoyed everything. I, again, really didn't have a ton of experience with anything, so I was learning a ton. And it was kind of intimidating because it did feel like, you know, some people, they were like, oh, this is so easy, I already know how to use Photoshop, or I already know how to use Pro Tools, but I was like, you know what? No, I don't. So this is helpful. And then second semester, first year, I had my favorite class ever just because the memories I have from that class are so good. That's the semester where you do single cam for the first half and then multicam for the second half. And multicam has such a special place in my heart. It's not really something that I see myself doing in the future or anything, but I had the class with Gary Gould, who is the best professor, arguably. Ooh, that's a big statement, but I'd say that it's true. He made that class so much fun, and I don't know, the classes were pretty small, and all the people in my section anyway got along, and it was just always just lots of laughs, and multicam is just like so hectic, but so much fun, so that still remains my favorite class, my favorite memories. Like, it was definitely an adjustment, you know, the amount of work and stuff. I didn't feel crazy overwhelmed. I know that you kind of had a different experience, mm-hmm. So I guess I will let you get to that, but I had a pretty all right first year, so... Go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, first year was pretty bad for me. Not that I didn't enjoy the classes I was in or anything. I was super excited to be learning as much as I was and using all of the equipment that we were given access to. But it was a huge adjustment for me. I'm someone who's really hard on themselves with grades and work in general. So the transition from being able to walk to school to having to commute for an hour, sometimes 2 hours. Just like even having all of the work you're gonna have to do throughout the semester being thrown in your face first class was super overwhelming for me. And it still does overwhelm me sometimes. Just like you have to think about everything at once until you really settle things. Other than that, I would have to agree that first semester was kind of mundane, but the practical class that we had was audio, and that just happened to be the one that I loved most. I think it was just because we actually got to do some hands-on media stuff. But I would have to shout out Lori Petro because I cannot thank her enough for making the first class we ever had so exciting and easy to attend. Just like she made the environment so friendly and fun. And I just am so grateful that that was the first class, because had it been somebody really intimidating and strict, I think that would have really set the tone for the entire semester for me. Otherwise, oh yeah, also I would like cry every single day because it was so, and it literally every single day until the semester finished. But things got better in second semester and I wasn't crying every day anymore. And I really got a hold on how to handle everything. You know, once you've gone through it once, you can go through it again. I definitely got better, and I would have to agree that multicam is just the class that really stands out, because you just you can't not make amazing memories in that class, just the way it's structured. Mm-hmm. I had Mr. Charles Zamaria, who, oh my gosh, worked on the big comfy couch, and I will never get over that. But I was so scared for multicam just because of all the equipment and stuff. But I can't even tell you how fun it was, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was just, it was definitely the standout class, and I think a lot of people in our program would say the same.
Mm-hmm. You're actually reminding me very quickly that I was also terrified for multicam. I remember for the day before, I felt sick for the entire day because I was so, like, had so little confidence in myself. And I remember showing up there, I was like, oh, guys, I'm so nervous, like, to people that I didn't really know. And they were like, why? Like, you're gonna be fine. And then it ended up being fine, but anyway.
Yeah, because in second semester, you have, like, 6 weeks of single cam and 6 weeks of multicam. Mm-hmm. But it can go either or, so you can have multicam first or you can have single cam first. I think both me and Rochelle had single cam first.
Yep.
Yeah, so we got so comfortable with single cam, and, like, you can redo the takes that messed up and all of that. But with multicam, it's really fast-paced. It's a lot of equipment to learn in such a short amount of time. But, oh my gosh, it was just so fun. And, like, you all get the hang of it so quick. And the profs are really understanding, and it's just, it's so fun. I loved it.
So, in terms of second year, what I remember from second year, I think, oh yeah, that's the year where you're kind of supposed to pick sort of a specialization. So you can either go into intermediate audio, intermediate single cam, intermediate multicam, or there is a fourth option that not many people know about, but I know about because I did it, where you pick two digital media courses. And at that point in my RTA journey, I thought that I wanted to go into social media and, like, marketing, which is completely not what I want to do now, but anyway. So I picked two digital media courses. One was motion graphics and the other was digital media for evolving audiences, which I think has a different name now. I don't love my decision. I would have loved to do multicam or even single cam or even audio, honestly. But at the time, I just thought that that was the easiest route because obviously the lab classes, or like the intermediate lab classes, are like 6 hours long for the most part. And I just don't know if I had that much confidence in myself in any of the subjects, so I kind of just went the route of, okay, I'm gonna do two other classes that are sort of in my realm of knowledge, kind of. So I kind of regret doing that, but I mean, I learned stuff about After Effects, I learned motion graphics. That was that first semester, and then the second semester, that was when the pandemic hit towards the end. I mean, we did get a lot of the semester, I shouldn't complain that much.
I think it was just over half.
Yes, because I remember I thought that I was just gonna be in my Toronto apartment for 6 weeks, and then it turned out to be a year and a half. There wasn't a ton of classes in second year that really stuck out to me as, you know, like, oh, this is such a great class that I took and I'm gonna remember this forever. I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but I joined a podcasting class that I'm actually gonna retake next semester, but it was with all third and fourth years, and then I dropped it and I swapped into business of music, which really wasn't for me, but I did it, and I actually met some really cool exchange students in that class. So that was the one good thing that came from that. The other sort of cool class that I took second semester was Media for Social Change. The prof was super cool. I think his name was Greg. He was super cool. And that was right when the pandemic was starting to hit. And I remember, obviously, it's a class where you're talking about social change. So as the news came out, I remember one of our assignments was like to make some sort of like news recap or something like that. So I remember one of the big things that was on everybody's assignment was like COVID. And that was actually the last class that I had before all the classes got canceled. So I do remember where I was. It was a Friday and I did have a lecture from 2 to 4. And I believe I took a nap around like 12 noon or 1, which, like, hey, not me waking up probably at 10 and then being like, it's time for a nap at noon. But yeah, I remember taking a nap and then I woke up. I'm pretty sure it was you that texted me. I can like see myself in my old house in second year on my bed. And you were like, classes are canceled, or somebody texted me classes are canceled. And the sadness that I felt in that moment was just like nothing else. And I was like, no, well, they might change their mind. And I'm pretty sure you or whoever told me was like, no, they're not going to do that. Cause like some people are already planning on going home now. Like they couldn't just take it back. So I was heartbroken. And then it kind of took about 4 days. I had a roommate who was from out of the country and her parents were like, you have to come home because they're going to close the border. And that was for sure. And then my mom was like, you have to come home because they're going to close the provincial borders. And I was just pissed. I was like, no, they're not. Or like, I can take care of myself here. Like, I don't need to go home, whatever. I would have been so miserable, honestly, if I would have stayed there by myself. Granted, I was miserable when I first went back home for the first like 6 months. I didn't really have a ton of friends from high school. So I was kind of just on my own. Plus, we were all self-isolated. So it was pretty bad. But eventually I started, you know, having fun at home, but that kind of spills into third year.
Yeah, unfortunately, the most prominent memory I have, well, not unfortunately, but the most prominent memory I have of second year is single cam, because I took intermediate single cam, and that really took over my life. It was so fun, and I learned so much in the process, but I'm literally blanking on any other course that I had that semester, because it, like, single cam was just the priority. I definitely took, like, music courses or whatever, but, oh my, I remember, yes, okay. It's all coming back. My safe haven was Dr. Patricia Wheeler, who I love and will love always. She taught music and film. I don't think she teaches it anymore, but it was the only class she taught in RTA. And I just love that class with my whole heart. But those two were really the only reason I woke up in the morning and traveled to Toronto. But otherwise, yeah, I really can't say much. That's just all I remember. And I remember being really stressed out, but I remember single cam really paying off. And second year, I think that's when I decided I was going to pursue my music minor, only because it was already happening by accident, so I said might as well. And I think even if I hadn't made that decision, it would have happened without me knowing. But the moment I remember, like, the pandemic being almost, like, announced was, I think my class was from 12 to 3.
Okay.
So I think that would have correlated with your story.
Mm-hmm.
But it was either 12 or 1, but I'm pretty sure it was 12. And I walked into class, and everybody was staring at me as I walked in, and there weren't too many people in there yet. This was dramatic writing. And I walked in, and everyone's kind of laughing. They're like, oh my god, no way this is happening. And I walk in, and they're like, yeah, class is canceled. It just got canceled, like, right before we were about to start. And so I was like, oh, because that's the only class I had that day. And I was like, I commuted, and now I have to go back home. But everyone was kind of just, like, confused. Everyone thought I was going to be a two-week thing. Here we are a year and a half later. After that, I actually met up with a friend that I know from high school that I reconnected with, and that was that. And then it was the pandemic for, I was about to say, an hour and a half.
I wish! Only,
I meant a year and a half. And because of that, I honestly don't remember much of third year. I just remember always being at my desk and having work to do. Yeah. I literally, like, third year, I just remember sitting and
that's your recap
work.
Of third year.
Great classes. I mean, it was just such a transition, and it was so sad, like, having the taste of RTA in the beginning and then having it snatched away.
Yeah, but, I agree.
Yeah, and it was sad, like, especially, like, not being able to see you and hang out with you.
Yeah. My third year is kind of similar. Like, I set myself up a little desk in my basement, and yeah, we did project development in that year.
Yes,
which is,
I literally forgot. You know, I blacked out.
That's just, like, the establishment of your practicum. I mean, I guess we didn't really need to be in person. However, the kind of Hunger Games over Discord to join a group.
Crazy.
Was chaos. A mess. And yeah. I can't imagine, like, I don't know how they did it in other years in person, but it was pretty hectic, but we got through it and started creating our practicum. And my other classes, I mean, they weren't great. Again, I feel like first year and fourth year are the years that my classes were sort of the best and I made my best decisions. Like, right now, this semester and also the upcoming semester, I have really good classes. But in second and third year, I still kind of had this idea that I wanted to do digital media, which is completely not what I want to do. So it kind of messed up my whole, you know, I could have used my time better. But yeah, that's pretty much third year. And then now, here we are in fourth year.
Shooting our practicums.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's super hectic. But honestly, I'm somebody, it's so funny, I was saying this to my therapist. When I was a kid, like, I was very much somebody who was always kind of just home and watching TV. I lived kind of far away from a lot of my school friends, so I didn't see them a lot. I felt like a lot of my childhood, I was just bored. And right now, I'm just experiencing the complete opposite of being somebody who actually has things to do every day. So, a little bit of a change from just my roots, my childhood. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm having so much fun. Doing practicum, I'm having so much fun. Children's programming, like I mentioned last week, is so much fun. And I guess I should also mention, just briefly, I've been taking Spanish all throughout university. That's another one of my classes right now. Basically, my stepdad is from Chile, so I kind of grew up around the Latin culture, and I knew a little bit of it when I was a kid. I could speak a little bit, but I pretty much lost it, even though my mom and my stepdad still speak it pretty frequently around me. So now I'm kind of learning it a little bit more. Like, when I went home for Thanksgiving and we had Thanksgiving dinner, I was just like, everyone, try your best to speak Spanish. Teach me what these words are. So, yeah, besides the regular RTA thing, that's been the only other thing that I've kind of pursued consistently. But yeah, fourth year is looking to be one of the best, and I'm just glad, especially that they made that announcement that most of it is going to be in person next semester. That was just, like, yes, the best news ever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I do just want to end this segment off by saying, like, the 4 years fly by. Like, I genuinely feel like I was in Lori Petro's class yesterday. And I just want to say, take this from someone who really didn't make the most of her time outside of academics. Make sure to make time for yourself and actual memories and good times with the people around you. I can't express how quickly this went by. And
yeah, I'm sure it did feel for us a little bit quicker because of the online year, but yeah, I feel like it
would have gone faster if we were in person.
Really? Interesting.
I feel like the online portion was like, ugh, it's never ending.
Okay.
But just please, please just make the most of it. Thank you.
So yeah, that's pretty much a rundown of our experience in RTA. We did put up a story so that listeners could ask us questions. Unfortunately, our first episode still is not up as we're recording this, so we haven't had, you know, any other listeners besides our good friends. But if you guys ever do have a question, if you're, you know, first, second, third year and you have questions for us, please feel free to DM us. Even, you know, if we don't put up a question box or anything, we are always open to answering your questions. We do have a few that we'll run through very quickly. So somebody asked, and this is half a joke because this is a friend of mine, but he wanted to know what our lowest point was.
Yeah, he wanted to know what your lowest point was.
But just because he doesn't know you very well, I'm sure he would have extended the...
Oh yeah, every day is a low point for me.
No.
I think lowest point would be first semester. Like, I was really just a mess. Like, absolute mess. So, yeah, if you want to get into more detail about that, friend, you can ask me.
Shout out, Joe.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to say his name.
Oh, yeah, we can say. He's going to love it if we talk about him on the show.
Yeah, Joe, if you want to get more into my traumas, sure. Just ask. Just ask. I'm an open book.
I would say I don't even have, like, a serious lowest point. It's so funny because the first thing that came to mind is something so random. I guess this is kind of my funniest story. Someone also did ask us our funniest stories, but we just talked about it and we didn't know if either of us
I
really
can't
had
come
a
up with anything.
Yeah, like a strong story for that. Obviously there have been a ton of funny moments, but I don't know why this came to mind. This isn't my lowest point, but this is going to be my answer mashed, like, mixing the what was my lowest point and what was my funniest story. So in first year, like we said, you take the single cam class, and in that class you're just kind of put into a group, and I think what was supposed to happen was you were supposed to find actors, just like, you know, friends of yours or whatever, who could just be in your final single cam production. But for ours, for some reason, I didn't even have an actual production role. They were like, Rochelle, can you act in it? And I think that I was just so unsure about equipment still and hadn't really paid attention enough that I was like, sure, you know what? I know how to act. However, what I had to do, I was like the main character in our thing. Basically, it was supposed to be like a mockumentary of My Strange Addiction. And they literally showed this in front of the whole class. I remember being terrified. And it was so ridiculous and it was so embarrassing. But basically, this whole film that, I mean, it was, you know, a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes long. But it was me. I don't even know how this came about. One of the people in my group had a stuffed animal of Pablo from the Backyardigans. And the whole concept of the thing was that I was obsessed with him. So we literally had this real stuffed animal. Like, that was so stupid. And I literally, like, legit, I don't think I had any sort of role in the actual, like, camera work or lighting or anything. I was literally just this actor who had to say these ridiculous lines and pretend to be obsessed with Pablo and then show it to the whole class.
I've never seen
it. It must exist somewhere. But yeah, that was probably one of my lowest points and most embarrassing points.
Oh my god.
So honestly, we really didn't get as many questions as we would have liked to. But again, once these get posted, hopefully we're going to start getting a few more listeners. But the next and unfortunately last question, I mean, we did talk for quite a while, so we don't need to answer a ton more. The question is, has practicum been as stressful as we expected, as we anticipated? What would you have to say about that?
I think, like, obviously it's a stressful thing because you want it to be perfect. I think everybody hopes that their practicum is perfect, but you just can never account for things that might go wrong. And that is the most stressful thing about it, because all of second semester and third year is the pre-production. So you have everything planned and organized, except you don't plan for the things that go wrong. And I think that would be the most stressful thing about practicum, is being able to act fast on your toes and fix issues that were unforeseen, I guess. It obviously is stressful, but it's so fun at the same time. So it's like a win-lose, but a win-win.
So personally, honestly, when I was going through RTA, I knew about practicum and that it was a thing. But when I was like looking through, I think in first year, I like made a list of all the classes I wanted to take, or what I thought I was going to take. And I didn't want to do practicum. Since first year and all through second year and all through third year, I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this, because that is an option. You can choose to do two separate courses that are just like random courses that you choose instead of doing the practicum class that's worth 2 credits. But all throughout my RTA journey, I kind of just thought like, you know what, like I don't really know how to, you know, work a camera or do audio that well. So in my mind, I was like, okay, well, I shouldn't do, you know, like a film practicum. And I also kind of thought that you had to pitch one, like no matter who you were.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't the case. Like, you can join a team. So I think that's also why I didn't want to do it. And then project development happened, and I was like, okay, I know I have to take this class, but I actually didn't expect to kind of like go into it. And the thing is you go into project development and they ask you to research jobs that sound fun to you. And I'm very interested in making productions aesthetically and visually pleasing. So it led me to discover the roles of production designer and art director, which my role on my practicum now is art director as well. And then it kind of just became this thing where I was like, holy, like I can do this super fun thing on this production and it counts. And I'm going to come out with, you know, having contributed to a short film, and that's going to be super cool. So I went for it, and it's been definitely stressful. Like before we actually started production, for me, I think the pre-production was honestly the most stressful, because you know, there was budget concerns with art. We kind of started realizing as production dates came closer that we needed more than we could sort of afford and stuff like that. You know, I think we're in pre-production for so long, for an entire semester, and then all this summer as well. You know, it's almost like I forgot that production was actually happening, and then the dates were getting closer, and you know, things were kind of, you know, things that were my responsibility weren't getting done, so it was like super intimidating. But anyway, once production hit, I just started having so much fun. So to answer if it's been more stressful than expected, I honestly didn't even expect that I was going to do it. But during the pre-production, I did expect it was going to be super stressful, and it turned out to be honestly just more fun. I've honestly had never been on any sort of set besides for single cam and multi-cam classes in first year. So it's just been such an amazing experience to watch all this go down. So yeah, yes and no, I guess is my answer.
Yeah, me and Rochelle have very different experiences, just because she's doing a short film like narrative kind of thing, and yeah. I'm doing a documentary, and we both have completely different roles. I'm an editor, and I'm the lead editor and one of the camera operators, so it's just a completely different ballgame for both kind of settings. But yeah, stressful and fun, I guess is like the summary. You're gonna have so much fun, but obviously stress comes with it.
So I think that pretty much wraps up our episode. Again, if you have any other questions, please feel free to send us a DM on Instagram. Our Instagram account is at Young and Dumb Podcast, Y-O-N-G-E and Dumb Podcast. And we're also going to have the link to our Spotify playlist that is going to be updated weekly with the songs that we recommend. Feel free to also DM us with any of your song recommendations. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening this week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. XOXO.